Guest 4 says that her son is getting ready to start school and is not yet potty trained. So congratulations, Guest 4, on your child starting school. But the question is, how can she help him be okay in school, and how can I explain to the teachers and the school that her child can't help having anchoresis?
Good question. It is absolutely one of the things that we deal with, knowing that children in particular are misunderstood who suffer from anchoresis, because as a general rule, the public, including school teachers and school nurses and the parents that we deal with, have not been educated on this. You don't see commercials about it. You don't see literature out there that just kind of explains it, and people just don't talk about it. It tends to be an embarrassing subject to talk about, accidents or constipation or anything going on with your bowels. People don't want to talk about it, so they kind of ignore it or think it might go away. Getting ready to start school and not being potty trained can be tough. The school can work with your child. And again, with the individual education plan or the 504 plans, they're great tools, and certainly they can work for any child, for any situation, chronic illnesses. I mean, that's what they were created for. That's how school nurses are able to make a plan for a child that helps them get what they need. But there are there are rare instances when a child who's not potty trained might even delay the start of school. I've definitely spoken with some parents who have put off their child starting school for a year while they deal with this issue because they're not quite there yet. And that's something that should be discussed with the school, with the physician in charge of treatment, and, you know, the parents all getting on the same page and deciding what's best for a particular child, whether or not they should delay starting school, or whether or not it's okay for them and they're ready to take them in pull-ups, but they need to create a plan that works for them, that allows them to have regular toileting times and extreme understanding of the process. But making sure everyone's educated on that front, and again, involving a pediatrician or a specialist can often be helpful here.
Okay. Well, thank you, Nurse Shelley.